Support for Food for Thought comes from Metropolitan Market, announcing Peach-O-Rama, a celebration of all things peach. With peaches arriving daily from Pence Orchards and Frog Hollow Organic Farms, Metropolitan Market offers daily peach Brix ratings or sugar levels. More at peachorama.com. Hey, Nancy, I saw in your all-you-can-eat post that you're a convert to tofu. I can't believe this. I bet you'd be surprised to know that I love this stuff and always have.
Okay, wait a minute. Stein, you don't eat fruit, but you will eat tofu?
Yeah, what does one thing have to do with another?
Well, it has to do with the American perception that tofu is something not worth eating versus, say, grape.
Well, you see, the whole problem with tofu is hippies. Hippies are what gave tofu such a terrible reputation. Asian tofu dishes are always great. Tofu is an Asian dish. It should only be prepared Asian style. It's these hippies that tried to make chili out of it and all this stuff. Of course it's terrible that way.
Stein, you're cracking me up because the first time I ever saw tofu, it was being made by some hippie friends back in the 70s in their home.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I said, what is this? It was they were soaking soybeans and making some kind of milk product out of it. Of course, I was never a big fan of tofu until I moved to Seattle. And what's so wonderful about living here is we have places where you can get fresh tofu. And I'm not talking about just the fresh vacuum-packed version. I'm talking about wonderful little tofu parlors where they're actually preparing it right there on the premises.
Ooh, I've never had that, and that sounds like good stuff.
Yeah, in fact, I wrote about this wonderful place called Northwest Tofu, just off 20th and Jackson. And not only is this family that owns and runs the place making tofu and tofu products in the back, they also have a little Chinese cafe in the front where I had one of the most delicious hot pots I've ever had with five-spice tofu and pieces of fresh tofu and mushrooms and a little bit of chicken. It was delicious.
Oh, that sounds terrific.
And if you think that's terrific, you need to come with me next time, Stein, and go in the back and watch them prepare tofu skins, fresh tofu skins.
Oh, that I would really like to do because I use dried tofu skins. There's a lot of stuff you can do with them. You soak them, and then you can fill them with stuff, you know, minced vegetables or vegetables and meat, whatever, and then fold them up and steam them and then fry them. There are a lot of different ways to go. It's got a great texture.
The first one I was telling you about is owned by a Chinese family, but I also went to Tan Son. That's a Vietnamese-owned tofu factory and takeout place that sells warm soy milk, fresh tofu products, as well as, get this, Stein, fresh fried tofu that's made with lemongrass and chilies. And have you tried that?
Well, yeah, I've certainly had fried tofu. I've used that in some dishes I've made with Chinese roast pig. And also it's nice in laksa, that spicy Malaysian soup.
Sure. But what's wonderful about this is you can just snack on it. You can buy a bag of it. It's like $3 a pound. I was fortunate enough to have some the first time I went there. The next time they were out of it and I didn't have time to wait till they replenished. But I did buy some nice firm tofu from Tan Son at my local supermarket. And these products are available all around Greater Seattle at places like Wajamaya and Viet Hoa, 99 Ranch. I'm sure you could probably get some of the stuff down by you in Tacoma. I made the most delicious tofu recipe. It was a tofu and shrimp cocktail that I took from a book by vegetarian author Lorna Sass.
This was a cocktail? It was cold?
Yeah, it was a cold. It was incredible. I mean, a lot of cilantro, some garlic and lemongrass, a little Thai chili paste. I'm telling you, I brought some into work and I walked around with a fork and said, okay, who hates tofu? And of course, you know, everybody was raising their hand and I made them try it. And there was only one person refused to try it. Another one said she still didn't like the texture. But everyone else who tasted it said, hey, I'd eat that.
Well, of course, just keep it Asian and avoid the hippie stuff, and you'll love tofu. And you'll find the recipe for that tofu cocktail Nancy was talking about right at her Seattle Times All You Can Eat blog. We got a link to that from the KPLU website, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. I'm Dick Stein.